Daf Yud Aleph Hamad Aleph, 3 lines from the top. Abechanine ba pope posach la pischa la hai parshis emehocha. Hirkafta enaish la reishenu, Rabban Shomos Malkiv enaish la reishenu, bono vaisha vamayim, vaish bimeine buchadneta harosho, obamayim bime paroi, Vatetzienu l'rvoyo b'mei homo. Rashi says, Ba'ish b'mei Nebuchadnezzar shitilonu l'sei chakivshem. The Maral says, Pshat in this psiche, Hoiso, this is the Lashon of the Maral, Hoiso ha'tzora ha'zois shi'igia lahem b'mei homo yoiser mikol ha'tzoris. But the Tzora of Haman was much greater than all other Tzoras. And he explains as follows. The Umis are misnaged to Klal Yisrael, but they're not the exact opposite. They're different from Klal Yisrael, but they're not the exact opposite. And therefore, from the Umis, we do not find that they wanted to destroy completely Klal Yisrael. The Mitzriyim wanted to be Ma'abed Kol HaBen HaYiloid Bayoyret HaShlichu. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be Ma'abed Hananiah Mishael Vazariah. But again, this was not a complete destruction, Achman and the son of Klal Yisrael. Haman is called Tzoyrer HaYehudim. So he says, what is that Tzoyrer HaYehudim? He says, you have two things which are standing. B'mokim Echot Shehu Tzar Legamri. There's no place for two. There's only place for one. So that means he was a Tzoyrer HaYehudim, some Emele, so there was, he wanted to be Matre in Gansen Klal Yisrael. There was no place for them. But Teitzienu Lirvoyo Ve'en Tzal Lonu. That was the Yeshua. Then he's Moisef, he says Klal Yisrael is called Yeshurin. Amolek is Oisiyis Me'ukil. So again, they're the exact opposite of Klal Yisrael. Umizeh tovin goydel haneis shu yoyser godel mikol asher omad al Yisrael. So that is how, that is what Chavonina ba Popa posach, bonu ba'isha ba'mayim. That was difficult times, but that wasn't a gzeira of kiloyim. But tetzienu l'rvoyo, this was the greatest ness. We may homo. Rabbi Yechanan posach lo pische lo ha parshese mehoche. Zochel chazdoi ve munosoi leveis Yisrael. So here the Maharsha explains that in Klal Yisrael there were Rishoyim and Tzadikim. The Rishoyim were niskar because of the chesed Hashem. Zochel chazdoi. Ve munosoi is because of the Tzadikim. Rol chol avsei oretz eish Yeshua salakeinu. But here the pirsama ness was different than any other ness. All the other nisim occurred in Eretz Yisrael, and there wasn't such a great pirsume nisse. But here, rol chol avsei oretz eish Yeshua salakeinu, emesai rol chol avsei oretz eish Yeshua salakeinu, bimei mordchai ve'ester. So Rabbi Yochanan was madgish, the great Pirsam Anes, which there wasn't such a great Pirsam Anes by all the other Nisim. Amos Ayro, Kolavsio, Sheshua Salikainu, Bimei Mordchai, Shadovor, Niglo, Lachol Ha'umai, Shahuchu Igreis, Bechol Ha'ilo. Reish Lokish, Posach Lo Pisre, Loho Parshese, Mehoche. Ari Noihem v'doiv Shoikek. Noihem and Shoikek are both a loshen of Tza'oko. They're both roaring, they're both screaming. Moishel Rosho al Amdo. Ari Noihem zen Nebuchadnezzar ha-Rosho. Dersiv bei Ola Aryei Misifchoi. He was Nimshel to an Ari. דויב שויקייק זה החשוורס, חסיב בי וערו חייבו אוכרי סיניונו דום יולדויב. And varu means vehine, it was a second chaya, it was similar to a bear. V'toni Rav Yosef eilu parsiyim sha'oichlim v'shoysin kidoiv u'mesubolim bosol kidoiv megablim seyer kidoiv v'ein lahem menuche kidoiv. Ein lahem menuche kidoiv, Rashi says in Kedushin, Doiv ein lahem menuche, ela hoylech ubo kol sho. Shu kasha hoylech ubo tomit svi voisav. He can't stay, there's no menuche, there's no rest by a doiv. Moishol rosho ze homon al am dol eilu Yisrael shem dalim min ha-mitzvah. What does Rashi say? Mesurbolim meluboshim beboso. Here this Gemara, the Maral explains, the reason why an Ari is Teiref and why a Doiv is Teiref is two distinct reasons. Ari Noyem Litroif Teref Machmas Kasoy. He has a temper and anger, and that is why he kills. V'doiv Shoikeik Lamalois Tavosoy. And a doiv kills because not so much of the anger that he possesses, but it's milui taiva. Now, so he was first mavaya the mahus of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a meiridike roshe. He was in kas. That was the ari noyim. Doiv shoykek is going on Achashverosh. That he killed the Malis Tavosa, he wanted to satisfy Haman, so that's why he was masking. And then we have Moishel Rosha al Amdol, so he says here the Pasuk is telling us that Haman himself had both characteristics. Haman had Ranzich, he was a Kaisen, and also he was Mishtoikik Lahora. That means the tchune of a doiv that kills because lemalois tavosoi homon eretaive lahora. So that means that the Pasuk is telling us the rishis of homon was the combination of the rishis of Nebuchadnezzar, which was an ari that's toirev machmas kasoi, and a doiv that is teirev lemili tabos, and he had a taive lahora. He had an enjoyment lahora. He wanted to take nekama from motra. He had an enjoyment lahora. That was lemili tabosoi. I once heard from a goyim Rav Shmelke Talbenfeld Zechayne Levroche. He was in Siberia during the Milchama, and he said he once saw a Russian Russia. That was torturing a yid. And he told the yid, he told him, he says, usually when I drink my tea, I put sugar in it. But he says, this is so sweet that there's no need for sugar. That is, this is a taive, an enjoyment, a tainig lahora. That is the Indian of a doiv shoykek. Rabbi Lezer posach lo pischa lo ho parshese mehoche. Batzaltayim yimach amekore. Ubishiflis yodayim yidloi fabayis. So poshipshat is batzaltayim, a person is an otso, does not want to fix the cracks in the roof, is yimach amekore, so the roof, the covering, the protection will become Machel, fall down, will become Nishpal. Beshivlas Yadayim Yidlef Abayis. That will start raining into the house. So, that Rabbeloza Darshan Beshvil Atzlis Shahoyo Lahemli Yisoil Shloy Osku Betayre נעשה סוינוי של הקודש ברוך הוא מוח. So כביוכל, the רבינו של העולם, which is the megan, the mekare, the protector of כלל ישראל, because כלל ישראל was מסעצל בלימד התורה, so the רבינו של העולם became מוח כביוכל, ואין מוח אלא עוני, שנאמר במוח הוא מערכךו, ואין מקרה אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר מקרה במים על יוסף. So, here the Maral says that when each one was looking at a different nekude, the koyach that Haman had to do what he wanted to do, and it seems there was no protection, no anhogya, no ashgocha from the Rebbeinu Shalom to protect them. So how did this come about? So Rabbi Lozo said it came about by Tzaltayim, Bishvil Atzal Shoylam L'Yisrael Shloi Osku B'Teire. The Rib says Atzaltayim is Atzlas Yam. They were misatzal to be misasik in the Yam HaTalmud. Shloi Osku B'Teire. This Bakant, the Taz says, Pshat in the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara says why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Of the Ha'oretz, Mnei Shabirchu Batoire Tchile. So the Taz says, Pshat, what is Pshat? Shabirchu Batoire Tchile. It means the oifen how they learn Torah. Torah has to be learned mechukoisei teilecho shetiyu ameilem b'Torah derech esik. It has to be learned with an amkus, with kashis, with terutzim derech pilpul. Lebirchu b'Torah tchile, he says, because they learned it in a different oifen. If they would have made the broche, they would have seen the broche is lasik b'divrei Torah. The broche is esik, and they weren't learning in an oifen of esik. So here it's Shaloi Osku Batoire, that was the Atzlus. If one wants to be Misatzel, so one learns it without an Asik, without an Omo. So that brought about the Koyach that Haman and Amalek had. Defined by the first time Amalek came on Klal Yisrael, it was Berefidim. And there also Chazal tell us, Rofu Yedeyem Minatoire. There was a Psarifyein of Klal Yisrael of Limud HaTorah, and that brought about Vayovei Amalek. It's very interesting. Rabbi Chonon in Kovetz Mamorim says, since we find that the Koyach of Amalek comes about through Rifyein Batayre, so he says, Kol Oda Mi Yisrael Haloime Teire Oy Machzika is Machlish Bemida Yedua Koichai Shalamolek V'yeshloi Eze Chelek B'mitzvah Mechiyas Amolek. That is how one is Zoyche to the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amolek. And he says, Ve'ein eilu divrei drush. This is not drush. This is lamaise. Limud ha-teire, achzakas ha-teire, this is the oifen of Mechiyas Amalek. Because the other way is batzaltayim or refidim is that brings about ayovei Amalek. This is very interesting. The Magen Avraham in Simen Samach, Sivkotten Beis, brings from the Arizal that there are certain schiris that one should be mechaven b'shas, he says, the broch of Abba Rabba. And the Keraftono Malkeinu, speaking about Maimed Har Sinai, L'shimcha ha-godol, when he says L'shimcha ha-godol, so one should be, remember, Maise Amalek She'ein Hashem Sholem. That you should remember this. This Chira B'Shas, he says L'shimcha ha-godol. So it's very interesting. aber Rabben Yesoides Abrocha of Birchus HaToyre, so how does it come in this Broche? But the way we're saying it's very good, because that is how one, if Kleisel wants to bring about the Shebishim HaGodol, the only way is through Limud HaToyre. So therefore this Schire is by the Broche of Avo Rabbe. Agabuchet could also be the, he says, when he says Lahidis Lacha, that a person should remember that the Peh was created to be made to the Rebbeinu Shleilam and not to speak Lashon Hara. That's Lahidis Lacha. So it could be, this also comes into the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara says in Erchin, Matal, Mata kanta shom mesapri loshen haron tamat chochem hu yasek betoire malpe loshen eitz chayim. So therefore it also could be, so in the bracha of birchas haTorah we speak about a fakert that the tachlis is lahidus lacho and not to speak loshen haron. The Chidah brings down from Tarizal Teiris Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Eidos. Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Eidos is Rosh Eitavis Timna. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Timna wanted to be Megaya herself. She went to the Oves and they were Matcha. And Lamaisa, she ended up by marrying Alifaz and Yotza Mimeno Amalek. The Gemara says, so it seems that they shouldn't have been Matcha, the others shouldn't have been Matcha. The Arizal said, Teres Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Eidos, that to Teres Hashem, to Limuda Teire, we could be matche the schus of Timna, Timima Meshivas Nafesh Eidus is Rosh Eitavis Timna. To Teiris Hashem, we could be matche the schus of Timna. L'chayre, we have to understand the oimek advarim. L'chayre, if Timna has a taine, so it's a bein adam l'chavere dike taine, why they were matche her. So how does Torah help? How does Torah help? Perhaps the taina of Timna was that Timna Zicha was a gewaldiger Eiswolf. If the others didn't want to be Mekabala, we see that Amalek came out from her, so she wasn't a Psatzatzke, that's for sure. So it could be that if Klal Yisrael is David Beteire, so then there's a teretz to Hakasha. So you don't belong in the Umay Yisraelis because we're a different sug. We're a sug that's Tavik and Teire, and from you there never would be Zelcha Deiris that would be David Beteire. You're Mufke from Teire. So Memele, then the others were right. If Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom is not learning Torah, so there's a Am that's existing without Limud HaTorah. So then she could have also fit in maybe to Am Yisrael. So maybe that is pshat in what Arizal says, that through Teiris Hashem, to that what we're learning Torah, we're matre the taina of Timna. Well, Koponim, that's what the Gemara says here, Batzaltayim Yimach HaMekore, that Rabbeinu Shalom is Megin, and Klal Yisrael, that's only through the Schus of Torah. Am Amalek, Chazal Darshan, Am Lok L'Domon Shal Yisrael. But he's not able to accomplish what he wants to accomplish if it's the Domit B'Torah, but if it's Batzaltayim, it's Refidim, then it's Yimach HaMekore. Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak posuk lo pischa lahai parshiso mahocha. Shir amaleis lulei Hashem shehoi yolonu yoyim ano Yisrael. לולי השם שיולנו בקום עלינו אדם, אדם ולוי מלך. This capital Shir HaMalos, the Maharsha brings down Yaakov Avinu, who said the Shir HaMalos when he was by Lavan, Yemano Yisrael, Yisrael Sova. He was mispalul then on the later Doris. And later, Klal Yisrael, Yemano Yisrael goes in Yisrael Sova. Lulei Hashem Sheyolonu, Bekum Aleinu Odom is going on that this Tkufe Odom Veloy Melech. This is going on Haman. Now, what is this Indian Bekum Aleinu Odom Veloy Melech? So the Maral says Pshat that Be'emison, what Haman wanted to do was only because he was not a Melech. By a Melech, ein Melech Beloyom. A Melech wants Avodim, he wants Memsholeh. The Mameli would never do such a thing. Als Melech, it's not worthwhile to destroy a whole nation. But Haman wasn't a Melech, and he had no interest in becoming a Melech. So therefore, he could have such a tshuke lahashmid laharik. So that's what Klal Yisrael is saying. Lulei Hashem Shailona Bekum Aleinu Odo. If it would be a Kum Aleinu Melech, the problem would not be so great, because a Melech would not destroy a whole nation. Or it's Bekum Aleinu Odo. Then he says that there's another cheshbon that Kol Melech Hu Melech Me'eis Hashem Hamamlech Melochim. And the pasuk says, "Leiv lochem b'salam b'yad Hashem." So if that's how a melech comes about, so he's not biyodei to do what he wants to do. But there wasn't kum aleinu melech; it was kum aleinu adam. So that's how he's saying how we have to be makir. How great the sakana was, lulei Hashem shehoyolano b'kum aleinu adam. Rabbi Kivay gets saying so what Taisvus in Avodah Zarah. Taisvus in Avodah Zarah brings down the Bekamte Maimer that a guy is not called Adam, Atom Kriim Adam, and Goyim are not called Adam. So Taisvus Sakashe from this Pasuk, Bekum Aleinu Adam. I don't understand what Taisus answers. Taisus answers, so Taisus brings our Gemara here, means Adam v'loy Melech. I don't understand, but still he's called an Adam, and b'chlau we have to understand the drosha why it seems a Melech is not called an Adam. I mean, why an Adam is not a Melech. Well, Kaponim, that's Taisus Kashi. Rove posach la pischa la ho parshese mehoche. Bervois tzadikim yismacha om. Uvim shel rosho yeonech om. Bervois tzadikim yismacha om. Bervois locher de mashos as a zoloshen gidl chshivis. When the tzadikim become nizgadol, nizchashev, is yismacha om. Zemotchai ve'ester, d'chsi ve'ir shushan, tzolo v'sameich. So it was Yismach ha'om, the whole ear was b'simche. U'b'mishel roshe ye'onech om, zehomon d'chsi ve'ir shushan, novoich. The goin in Mishlei is ma'irer, why is it that it says Yismach ha'om, and b'mishel roshe ye'onech om. So he says that ha'om is, the mashmois is bepirsum. That their simcha is begoli bepirsum, b'voy sadikim yismach ha'om. And b'mishel roshe, you can't, the anoche cannot be bepirsum. You can't show that you are unsatisfied because of the Yire that we hear from the, this Roshe who's Moishel, is Bimshel Roshe Yeonech Om, not Ho'om. Rav Masne Omar Mehoche, Ki mi goy godol ashaloy alekim koivim eilov, Aklal Yisrael b'chol kareinu eilov. The Maral says that Rav Masne wanted to megale that the Hatzola of Klal Yisrael was through Tefillah. B'chol kareinu eilov, that was Matzel Klal Yisrael. The Marsha says that is also telling us that this was the hepech of what Haman was malshin on Klal Yisrael. Haman told Achashverus that Rabbeinu Hashem was marchik Klal Yisrael, and he said no. From the pasuk is telling us, and that we see from the Nes, Hashaloi elekim kroivim elov fakert. Rabbeinu Shalom was close to Klal Yisrael. Agavuche, the Maral says on the Gemara we learned yesterday, Besamti Kisi Be'elom Avati Misham Melech V'sorim. So he says, Pshat in the Pasuk, he says, when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbeinu Shalom was in Yerushalayim to be Mashgiach on them. Now that they went in Golis, Vesamti Kisi Be'elam. Okay, so the Kisei that was in Yerushalayim is now Be'elam. Kidei Vavati Misham Melech Vesorim. So we see the Kroivim Elov, that Afilu Klal Yisrael is in Golis, so there's still a Kroivim Elov. And that we could see, so Fakel, to me, that's the Rav Ashi Oma Mehoche Oy Hanisa Elekim Lakachas Loi Goy Mikerev Goy. The Maral says that Rav Ashi is telling us the Gewaldike Sakone that Klal Yisrael found themselves in. Was goy mikerev goy. That means they were mamish balua b'seichem, they were mamish nimsorim biyodoy. That's showing the gewaldike nes, the gewaldike sakone Klal Yisrael was in. There was a goy mikerev goy, shenimsoru biyodoy legamri. The Marsha wants to say, Goy mikerev goy, shenichnas goy ze tachas goy ze. That means Yisrael was mispoyer of the godless Hashem, that Rabbeinu Shalom is done mide keneged mide, what the Mitzriyim wanted to do, wanted to be manish them b'mayim, they themselves were nenish b'mayim. How there's a bechina of goy mikerev goy, he says that it becomes a goy tachas goy. That what they wanted to do to Klal Yisrael boomerangs on them. So that's how he said, that's what happened by Purim Nepech HaPur LePureinu. The gzeire, what they wanted to be mantel on Klal Yisrael, was Nishapech on them. So that's, in this Nikuda, he was Peseach, the Megillah. Vahi bimeach ha-shveirish, omarav vei vahai, that's vahi in the Goyin is Moichitis, the Toriyevan says, because now we're dashing vahi, and Lucher was still in the middle of the Psyche, so they were Peseach, the before they started darshaning the Etzem Megillah, so the Goyim puts this later. הדודך סי ויסמקלתם שום לאיבךו לעבודים ולשפוחס ואין כהנה. This was the tzore that was then. Let us see the Rashi. Rashi says, Nasa sayin shakadosh baruch hu moch kemish lo yeyochol leishia odom v'loy melech ze homom havasne oma mehoche posach psiche adol d'chsiv ma shekosov b'teire ve'ein koinem. This is the safe of the teicheche gozar homon shloyei odom rashoi likneis mehem le'evet. ושמול אמר לא מאסתם ולא גאלתם לחלויסם, לא מאסתם בימי יבונים, לא גאלתם בימי נבוכדנצר לחלויסם בימי הומם, להוף בריסי איתם בימי פרסים, כי אני השם אלוהיכם בימי גוי גולמוגג. במסניסן תנא לא מאסתם בימי כסדים שמעתי להם דניאל, חנניה מישור ועזריה. ולא יגאלתם בימי יבונים, שמעתי להם שמן הצדיק, וחשמינוי ובונוב ומתישוי כהן גודל. לחלויסם בימי הומון, שמעתי להם מודכה ואסתר, והופי בריסי איתם בימי פרסים, שמעתי להם של בייס רבי, וכך מהדרס כני השם אלוקיהם לאוסיד לובש אין כל אומה ולושן יכולה לשלוט בהם. The moral wants to say pshat as follows, that the bias rishon was nechav because of the shalosh averes, avodah zara, kilei harayis and shvichas damin. And these difficulties that Klal Yisrael encountered later were onshim for the Shalosh Averis. Loi ma'astim bimei kazdim shematilem Daniel Hananya Mishol Vazarya. He says, this was Bizman Nebuchadnezzar, it was Goyzer on them that they should be Oibdi Abayda Zori, it was Meikim Atzelem, they should be Mishtachvel Atzelem. ומאתי להם חנניה מישול ועזריה, וכל צדי ומייסר נפש, not to be עובדי עבודה זורה. So this was the תיקון of the חטא of עבודה זורה. ולא גאלתם בימי יבונים, שמאתי להם שמן הצדיק, וחשמינוי ובונו ומתישו כהן גדול. So he says the Indian of Golus Yavon, that was to be mechaper on the chet of Gilui Arayis, and there was Taka Gzeire called Psulati Nivelis Trile by the Yavonim, and Hemati Lahem, the Kahanim are Kedoshim Prushim in Erve. The Yeshua started from Yehudis. She wrote a business iman. She killed him. So, Memele, that was the hatsole of the gzeir of Gil. That was an oynish from the chet of Gilui Arayis, and they were the hepach of that. He says, "Bimei Homon, there was a matilem moltre veester." He says that was the mechap on the chet of Shviches Domim. Mordechai was the hepech of that, Rotsui L'Roivechov, that's the hepech of Shvichas Domim, there was a gzeira of Shvichas Domim, and that was because of the chet of the first bias of Shvichas Domim, and the Rotsui L'Roivechov, that was the tikkun of, that's the hepech of Shvichas Domim. Then he says later, שמעתי להם, בימי פרסים, שמעתי להם בייס רבי וכך מדרץ. He says, this is going on the chet of the Bai Yisheni. The Bai Yisheni was necha because of Sinas Chinam. And כך מדרץ, תמיד החכמים מרבים שולם באוילום, So that's the tikkun of the Sinas Chinam. But all these Yeshuas were not complete Yeshuas. They were Yeshuas Maniyas. They helped for a certain amount of time. Because they were through a bustle of Adam. Ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. So he said, just like Chazal Darshan, in the Haggadah, ani b'lei Malach, ani b'lei Sarov, ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. La'osid lovoi, the Yeshua will come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam alone, not to any shluchim, and then that will be the Gemara Yeshua, she'ein kol ume v'loshen yechayla lishloit behem. Gabi Levi omar mehoche, ve'im lo yiseirishu es yeshvei ha'oretz. Gabi Levi said, that the Maral explains that sometimes a person can do more bad to himself than someone else can do to him. So the Pasuk is telling us, by not getting rid of the Yeshvei Yoretz, so it's considered like you're being mechazik, or you're making possible that the Yesh V'Yoretz should remain. So it's called, you had a yad in their existence. So therefore they have a gewaldik koich. It seems a yedei Yisrael, they're existing. So that here says, v'im leisei rishu, af eilu nenshu al shechomo shol al amolek. So he said that was the psicha to the parashah, that the gewaldike power that Haman had is because it came about through Klal Yisrael. They were the Messiahim, the Oizrim, that they should exist, some of Mela, therefore they had a gewaldike koyach. Rabbi Chiya Omar Mehoche Vohoya Kashel Domisi Lasis Lohem Ese lochem. Klal Yisrael wanted to be mekarev themselves to the umis. They wanted to become doime to the umis. So then, shteita chanoinish v'kasha demisi lasis lohem, ese lochem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now here the Goyim brings down Omar Rav. Achashverosh, now the Goyim brings down the Hidnan as the mocking for the Drosha, but he be me Achashverosh. Now we're after the Psychis, and now we're darshaning the Megillah. He be me Achashverosh, Omar Rav, vai vahai. That's why he, that's a double lotion of Tzorah. Achashverosh Omar Rav Ochiv Shel Roish Uben Giloy Shel Roish Ochiv Shel Roish Ochiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar Horosho Shenikra Roish Shenema Ant Ureisho Didave Ben Giloy Shel Roish Uhorak Ubikesh Larik Uhechiv Ubikesh Lahachiv Shenema v'malchus achashveres betchilus malchusai kosvo sitne al yesh v'yehuda v'yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. Es elochem af eilu kim'at kolu. Ochiv shal roish kloima doimaloi. Ben giloi ben mazloi. Shneim das achas oyelohem. The Maral says that Ochiv Shal Roish means Shahoya, this is Lashna Maral, Shahoya Malchus Bimoznayim Shoku Neged Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. That means Ochiv is telling us the powers Achashverosh possessed. Ochiv Shal Roish, that means the power that Nebuchadnezzar possessed, Ochiv Shal Roish. בן גילוי של ראש בן מזלוי, שניהם דס אחס הוילם, that means they both had the same intents and the same kavonis. They said they both had similar powers. They both had similar intentions. ביקש להחיף, זאת רשי יסוי שיוסד זרובובו בבייס המקדוש בבני קורש, לפני החשווירש, כמו שאומר בספר עזרא, סממילה, was bikish lahachiv kosav sitne shenimna lasotem lahem shelo yivnu. That is how Rav darshened Achashverish. Ushmul omar shehushcheru peneyem shal Yisrael biyomov kishule kedere. This the Maral says, hushcheru peneyem was a yidei tzoymes and tanesim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kol Shezoichoi Omar Och L'Roishoi. I think this Chalukei Day is who the Roishoi is going on. The Egen Roish, who he says Och L'Roishoi of Achashverish. Rabbi Chanina Omar, Shakil Nasin Roshin B'Yomov. That they became a gewaldike dachkes biyomov, shenemar, vayosam ha-melech ha-chashverish mas. They made a large amount of taxes, and mamele, they all became roshan. Ha-chashverish, hu ha-chashverish. What's the hu ha-chashverish? Vibime ha-chashverish, hu ha-chashverish. Hu berishoi mitchilosoi va'ad soifoi. So the Maral says, looking at the Megillah, we see Lechayre, he did good things also. He also toiv le'Esther, le'Mordechai, le'Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara is telling us, it's not true. Hu berishai mitchilosei batzoife. He didn't change a bit, he's the same Roshe. שכל מה שעושה טוב לאסתר ולמרדכי ישראל, הכל היה על ידי השם יסבור. This the Ribbono Shel Olam did. This he was a tool of the Ribbono Shel Olam to do, but on his own accord, he was the same Roshe b'tchilosei b'tzoifei. Like the Gemara says in the Seif Perek, when he heard what happened in Shushan, so he got very angry. Sotrei malach al piv, so he was anichna that they can do it again the next day. But al kaponim, achashverish mitzadatzmai uhu berishay mitchilosei vatzoifei. He did not change one bit. Hu esav hu berishay mitchilosei vatzoifei. Others say Mitchilosei Vatzoifei means from the Ibur, he was Meiriv with Yaakov Avinu, Anayla Mazeh, and Soifei Mamish, he was Meiriv, he was Chaylik on the Kfure. So Mamish Mitchilosei Vatzoifei, he was consistent. Hu Dosan Vaviron, Hein Berishon Mitchilosan Vatzoifon, even though they witnessed all the Nisim and all the Yeshuas, beginning they are tainus Moshe Rabbeinu, but they witness everything, and forget from the beginning till the mice of Korach, they were all the same. They weren't influenced by what they saw. Hu amelach ochos uberishay mitchilosei vatzoif. Avram, hu betzitkoi mitchilosei vatzoif. Even though Besayf Yomov, a person becomes Shvacher, but Avram was the same. Hu Aaron and Moshe heim betzitkon mitchilosom v'atzoif. V'David hu hakotn hu bekatnusoi mitchilosei atzoif. What does it mean, katnusoi? Kishem v'shebekatnusoi hiktin atzmoi eitzel mishegodol mimeno betoire. Kach b'malchusoi hiktin atzme eitzel mishegodlo mimenu b'choch. That means he was mashpil himself, and for Teure, he did not look at his own covet, he was mashpil and makdin himself. המוילך, המוילך מהידו ועד כוש, אמר רב שמולך מעצמוי. It was not a מלוכה from ירושה, it was a מלוכה מעצמוי. אמרי לו לשבח ואמרי לו לגנאי. אמרי לו לשבח, להבי איניש תחושב למלכה כבוסי, that he was able to take over the מלוכה. אמרי לו לגנאי להבי חוזי למלכוסה, ממייני יסיירו דיואיב וקב. And that's how he became מלך. מהידו ועד כוש, רב ושמור, חד אומה הידו בסייף האילום וכוש בסייף האילום. חד אומה הידו וכוש כבידודי הביקיימי. שם שמולך על הידו וכוש כמולך מסייף האילום ועד סייפה. Emerson, that's what the Maral says, that's if the Olam is Akado, so both of them are true. But if it's Akado, so you have Misayif Olam Atsayif, if you start from one and you make a circle, so it's Mahidu Vatkush, you go to the whole circle, Misayif Olam Atsayif. Leidach Gise, there's an Indian of Tzmichil Adodi. Now the Shaila is what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us the magnitude of the Malchus, or the Pasuk is telling us how strong his Malchus was, that Kishem Shem Molach al Hoidu Vikush, this was close to them, he was able to control them, Kach Molach Misayif Ha'ilam Batsayif. כי יצא בדבר התאימר, כי הוא רוידה בכל עבר הנור מטיפסח ועד עזו, רב שמור, חד אומר טיפסח בסייף האילום ועזו בסייף האילום, וחד אומר טיפסח ועזו בהד ידודי הביקיים. אז כשם שמולך על טיפסח ועל עזו, כך מולך על כל האילום כול. שבע ועשרים ומאה מדינים. אומר רב חיסדה בתחילה מולך על שבע, למסייף מולך, רב חיסדה בתחילה מולך על שבע, למסייף מולך על עשרים, למסייף מולך על מאה. So that's what the Mephoshim say, because what was bothering him, why you're making this drosha, because usually the way it should be written, you should first say the Mispar HaGodol, Meye ve'esrim v'shevet, should have said. So it was Mishana the Seder to tell us that that was the Seder, how he was Moshel. It started off with Sheva, and when he's married to Vashti, it was Sheva. Then l'besoif molach al esrim, when he married Esther, then eventually it was Almeya. That was so his tremendous malchus came about in the schus of Esther. Elo meyato. So the Gemara says, if you make droshes because he haps on the misper hakotn first, should have happed on the misper hagodl first. So what you dash neshnei chaye amrom sheva ushloishim umashon. So over there, why did he hap on the misper hakotn first? So the Gemara says, you're right. Could be on that what he hapt on the mispar cotton first is nothing but the darshan. No, shani hoche the koy yisayru. The whole number is miyuta. Michdeg siv ahidu bat kush. Sheva ve'esri mimei medina lomoli. Ishma minole droshe. So mimei lals the yito we darshan mitrila sheva vacha kach esrim vacha kach meya. Tono rabono. Shloisha molchu bekipe. Bekipe, let us see the Rashi's we skipped over. Och oi. Hu Avrom posuk b'divrei yomim, shemolach ma'atzma shloihoyem mizera hamaluche. Ki u roidek si b'shloime, kshem shemolach al tipsach, v'adazo, och ikome, ki u roide b'chol eiver hano, kemoy mi tipsach v'adazo. Molchu bekipe, tachas kol kipas horekia. the Ben Yehuda says, we have the Dawud says, the Molach Bekipe, he says there were many continents that weren't, people weren't living there, not in Europe, not in America, but that what the Gemara says, Kol Kippa means the this was Asia, and this was, here the whole Olam was Meyushiv there, so that was called Kol Kippa, where the people were living. The other continents, people weren't living then. That's why we call it Kol Kippa. So Shloisha Mochu Bekipe, Veilohein Achav, Achashverish, and Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, the Chsiv Chai Hashem Alekecho, Im Yesh Goyim Amlocha, Shloi Sholach Adonisham, Uvakeshcho. Viloi Dav Emolach Alayni was Mashbiya them, if Elio was there, Viloi Dav Emolach Alayu, Heichi Motzi Mashbelu, so Kochoch, that he was Moshel over them. Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsibo Yagiv Amlocha, Shaloi Yitain, Shaloi, the guy, Liyavdu, Oisoi, Enuchnezzar, Liyavdu, Oisoi, Nebuchadnezzar, Belach Bobel, Shaloi Yitain, Esavoi, Bel Melach Bobel. So there we see also, Nachashverish, Podamo. So Taisvish, Loisha, Mocha, Bachaloilam, Kuloi, Vahodoloi, Choshev, Alexandrus, Mugdim, that's why I only speak about these. Simin Shazbach. So the Gemara asks, Vesu Leke, for Ike Shleime. Shleime was also Molech Bekipe. So the Gemara says, Leisolek Malchusei. His Malchus did not last. So the Gemara says, Honich Alamandi Yomal Melech Vehedye. In the beginning was a melech, and later he lost the malchus. So Memela, so it's different than the El Laman di Oma melech vehedye to melech. Ma'ika lemeima. So why didn't he rechanoish Shleime together with them? So Melech Shleime milsachita havebe. Shemolach alo yoinim balatachtoinim. Shenema vayeshev Shleime al kisei Hashem. Let us see Rashi, Simon Shleimis and Cherub the Yavish Kairish. Lay Solik Malchusei, Lay Hishlim Malchusei. Sherei Nitrat, Kinemrinim Bemeseches Gitten. So the Gemara says, Oni Chalaman the Yomal, that he ended up by being a Hedyet. Meseches Gitten Perg Misha Ochsoi. So the Gemara says, was a different Malchus, Allah Yoinim, Allah Shedim. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that he would say lechayra on the sorim al yainim that there was that the alkisei Hashem is going. So it's a different type of a malchus. So therefore, we cannot pair him together with these three. Frag the gemara v'ahave sancheref. There was sancheref also. The chsiv mi bechol la. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara v'ike dar yovesh, d'chsiv dar yovesh, malke kosa v'chola m'maya u'maya v'lishnaya, di dairin b'chol aro shlemcha yizka. So Memela, so it seems he ruled over all of them. So the Gemara answers, Ahavi Sheva, there are seven Medinas, Loimo Lachalayu. The Sviv Shvar, Kodam Dayovesh, Vehekim, Oil Malchusel, Achashdar Penayo, Meya Ve'esrim. So there's only Meya Ve'esrim, so Memela, so there's missing seven Medinas. Frag de gemore wike koirash, de chsiv, koya ma koirash melech pores, ko mamloch is oretz nosali Hashem. Mo says, os mishtabuchi duke mishtabach benavshe, but it wasn't true. Look de gemore weiter. Ba yomi mohem kesheves hamelech. Kesheves hamelech. Then the chsiv basrei, so that would mean betchilas yeshivosoi. וכסיב בעשרי בשנש שולש למולכות. אמרו ומי כשבס לאחר שנשייש ועודת. That means the Kishevis means to stack at the third year of his Malchus, but that was after Nishyashva Datoi, that he be, was Batuach already, that now the Rebbein Shalom will not be Poid the Klal Yisrael and take them out of Golos. Oma, so Achashverus said as follows, Baal Shetzer Chosha, Baal Shetzer made a Cheshbin, and he cheshbin that the 70 years of Golas Bovel had passed already and nothing happened. Vito, he made a mistake. Ano choshivne v'loy ta'ino. But my cheshbin is a true cheshbin. So after his cheshbin, it was nisyashva da'itoy, that the l'maisa there won't be a gula anymore. So then that was pishna sholish l'moch. Mahi, what was the cheshbin of Baal Shetza? The chsiv, ki lefi melois lebovel shivim shona efkei deschem, there was a tziv, it'll be a pkide 70 years later. The chsiv, lemlois lechol v'shisharayim shivim shona. So what did Baal Shetza think? Choshuv, he cheshbin like this, aboin v'chomesh de Nebuchadnezzar. There's 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. The Esrim Utlas Evil Meroidach. And then there was another 23 years of Evil Meroidach. So that is already 68. Vitarti Didei. And then there was another 2 years of Baal Shetzer. Hoshivim. So 70 years passed already. Apik money the way Magdisho Vishtamishbu. So then he took out the Kalim from the Beis Hamikdash Vishtamishbu. Look to Gemara weiter. Minolon Nebuchadnezzar Minolon the Arboin the Chomesh Shnin Molach. How do we know? So he added up, Baal Shetzer added up 70 years, 45, 23, and 2. Nebuchadnezzar minolon da'arboin v'chomesh nin molach. To Omar Mal, golu b'sheva, golu b'shmoina. Golu b'shmoina esrei, golu b'tsha esrei. Golu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim. 7 years after the kibush of Yehoyakim, Golus Yehoyakim. Shishmoina l'Nebuchadnezzar. And this is 7 years from when he was kibush Yehoyakim. That was the first Golus of Yehoyakim. Shishmoina l'Nebuchadnezzar. And this was 8 years since Nebuchadnezzar was Melech. Golu, that was one Golus. Golu b'shmoina esrei l'kibush Yehoyakim. Then there was a second Golus, 18 years from the kibush of Yehoyakim. Golus Hidkiyahu, sh'itsha esrei l'Nebuchadnezzar. Which this is 19 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became Melech. The Omar Amar, so now the Gemara is going to explain. Shona Rishona Kibesh Ninve. The first year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, he conquered Ninve. Shnia Kibesh Yehoyakim. The second year, he conquered Yehoyakim. Uchsiv Vayehi Bishloishim Visheva Shona. There were 37 years Legolus Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, Bishneim Osa Chodesh, Be'esrim V'chemisha L'chodesh, Nosa Evil Meroidach Melech Bovel, Esroish Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda, Vayoytzi Oysei Mibeis HaKelah. Tamnim v'tlosin v'sheva, so there was, this was Tamni u'tlosin, 38, v'sheva harei aboin v'chomesh to Nebuchadnezzar. Now let us see Rashi. Mayhi chushbene, let's see the Rashi before. Kesheves HaMelech, Mashme betchilas malchusoi, v'hodaksiv b'shna sholosh. So the Gemara says, Kesheves does not mean betchilas malchusoi, it means k'shenis yashvo daito, sh'metchilo ha'yodoye, sh'yeitzu Yisrael mitachas yodoy, k'shigmur shivim shana l'gobes bovo. V'achshav nis yashvo, but now it was nis yashvo daito. Mayi chushben de Baal Shetzer, what was his chushben? How did he get to 70 years? V'tause. Lefi melois lebovo. It said 70 years, lefi melois lebovo. Kisovahu lemalchus bovo. He, that 70 years from when malchus bovo started. Shenotlo bovo malchus. Vize Nebuchadnezzar notel malchus. Ma'asach adoin melech asho. That he took it from melech asho. Chosha Belshetzer, so Belshetzer cheshben, mem hei de Nebuchadnezzar, v'chof gimel de evil meroidech, v'tarti di day, and then there was 2 years that he was melech. The Ashkechon, the Belshetzer, molach tlashnin, תרסיב בספר דניאל בשנש שולויס למלכס בשצר המלך חזוי נראה אליי אני דניאל. So the third year, that was the third year that we took out the Kli Beis HaMikdosh, and then he was killed this third year. Now the Gemara explains, Golu b'sheva, Golu b'shmoina. There was Chav Golusu. There was one Golus was speaking about the Golus of Yoyochid. Ukroi kadorish, ksiv begolus yayochim, bishnas shmoino, this was the 8th year, lemolchoi, besoif sefer molochim, ubesefer, so this was the 8th year of his malchus, besefer yirmia, besefer shehegla, nubuzradon, bishnas sheva. So it says, but when speaking about the Golus of Yoyochin, it mentions 2 Stiridikas Manim. Here it says it was the 8th year, and here it says it was the 7th year. Elo, Shmoino Lemalchus Nebuchadnezzar. This was Shmoino Lemolchoi, so this was the 8th year from when Nebuchadnezzar became Elo. Bisheva Lekibush Yoyochim, and this is 7 years, after Yoyakim was conquered, Shekovshu Tachto Vishonashniya Lamalchusa, that he conquered him the 2 years of his Malchus. Velohiglo, he didn't make that he should go into Golus Yoyakim. Vayehiloi Eved Sholish Shonim. Vyutches Vyutes. And Yudches v'Yutes, Ksiv b'Golus Tkiyo, b'Seif Sefer Yirmiyah. That's by the end of Yirmiyah. V'Hainu Chovish Yishalayim. This was Yishalayim became Chorev. Shehi Yud Aleph Shona. This was 11 years later. Ache Golus Yoyochin. After, that means 7 years later was 7 years after the Kibush of Yoyochim. Was Golus Yoyochin, 11 years later was the Golus of Tzidkiyo. Tersiv behi ba'ashtrei esrei shona lemelech Tzidkiyo. Uma yutches v'yutes, yutches lekibush Yoyochim, yutches lemalchus Nebuchadnezzar.